Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now. So why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marti.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marti.com. Marti.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marti.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marti.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light, and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marti.com.
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. We'll be right back.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, TGIM, everyone. Thank goodness it's Monday, another broadcasting week about to start for us. And if you have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So without further ado, I can go ahead and bring in our co-host here. Christina's with us on Mondays now. So Christina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Prue. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you for thanking me.
You're welcome.
So what's the word on the street out there with you?
Oh, gosh. I just am amazed every day at things that just keep popping up in the news. Events taking place.
So what makes today more different than any other day?
Well,
I mean, I have some ideas, but I want to hear from you first.
Well, I've heard there's been, what, 4 or 5 more objects shot down in the sky, supposedly?
Right, and what they're telling us it is, that just means that they're done. They have no other, I don't even know how to explain it. It's like they can't even lie.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if it's they're trying to distract us, which is what I'm guessing. There must be something else going on. But who knows? Who knows? But you know what's disappointing is there's not much coverage on the horrific event that happened in is it Palestine, Ohio? East Palestine?
Yeah,
what
I forget what city it was in Ohio exactly, but yeah, that's that's something that, and Mayor Pete was asked about that. I don't know if you saw what he said.
I did,
I want to play for people.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, it's the same old that you hear from these politicians. They just lie through their teeth. I mean, this stuff is extremely toxic. And they're, you know,
play this, Christina, because
that
Mayor Pete gave us, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm just shocked at the pivot. Because he's asked a question about what happened, and the answer just The answer doesn't make sense anyway, but to put it in this conversation makes it even worse. So let's go ahead and listen.
I agree.
In other words, what I'm telling you is the White House understands that things are going to get ugly fast. And if
they
can't...
Wrong one.
To work with your contractors, to work with your community colleges on building a workforce that reflects the community. We have heard way too many stories from generations past of infrastructure where you got a neighborhood, often a neighborhood of color, that finally sees the project come to them, but everyone in the hard hats on that project looking like, doing the good-paying jobs, don't look like they came from anywhere near the neighborhood.
Right.
You can build community wealth that will help close wealth gaps in this country if we can tear down those barriers. But that happens at the delivery level.
So his answer as to what happened and have that explosion happen in Ohio is that there's too many whites that work in construction. And so we need more black people and illegals working in the construction field and less white people. That's going to solve what happened in Ohio.
I mean, it should have never happened. I mean, this is what's wrong with our country. I mean, why, I don't even know how to explain that part, but these are the things we need to be focused on. And you know what? When there's something this horrific, this toxic, that can impact lives and the environment in such a huge manner, it shouldn't even be produced if they can't guarantee that it will completely be safe, or protected to where this would never happen. I mean, if they can't guarantee that, then you know what? Don't produce it.
Well, I can't even say that was an excuse. There was really no – it wasn't even an answer. It was he was going to say there's too many whites in construction, even if you asked him what favorite baseball team he has. That was his MO when he got up on that stage.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, that has nothing to do with what's going on.
Right. Mayor Pete, what's your favorite vegetable? What's your favorite vegetable, Mayor Pete? Well, there's too many whites in construction. He would have said the same thing. It doesn't matter. What was your favorite toy growing up?
Yeah, it's
crazy. Well, it's those white people that work in construction, and we need more diverse people that work in construction. He was going to say that whether it didn't matter what you asked him.
He's finally in the limelight because of this tragic event, and he has, so he's going to talk about what's important to him, not about all the people's lives that have just been completely ruined.
He couldn't answer the question, so he had to pivot.
That's true. It just,
we have another almost 2 years of this, believe it or not.
Yeah. Did you hear about the legendary surfer, Larry Haynes?
No.
He just died. He had his GoPro on, and he did a last surf, and so they have the footage, and they said he surfed in, and then he just walked into the parking lot, and they said he fell over dead.
So he died suddenly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean,
I don't know who Larry Haynes is, to be honest with you.
Well, Larry Haynes, I'm not real familiar with him. I just, I've seen pictures and I've heard him, and then I just saw the announcement that he died, and I'm like, wow. I mean, it's never ending. I mean, the died suddenly thing, you have friends and family, and you start telling them about these things, and they get, they don't want to hear it, but it's like they need to. People just, they're in this denial mode that this is even happening. And I just, I don't know what it's going to take. But.
Well, maybe we're almost at that point, because I don't know how to. I haven't talked to anybody, so I don't know if anybody believes that alien mess.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm still on the fence about that stuff. I mean, what's
are they really pushing that on TV, and are people going to believe that? I guess that's the one way that they're going to maybe get the public to talk about them.
We're gonna
finally admit that aliens exist, and the sad thing is that the aliens, from what I've heard already, are telling us to support Ukraine to fight Russia.
Yeah, exactly. In my opinion, I think they're looking for a reason to get us into war. And if they, you know, they've got these things going on, and if they can make it look like it's coming from Russia and China, guess what? You know?
Well, it's about Project Bluebeam. So they feel they're ready to go operational and have these aliens that they could project somewhere and tell us that the aliens want you to support Ukraine and they want you to live under communism. And so they feel that enough people will buy into it, because look at how everybody bought into the gene therapies and wore the scams. So maybe that was a test. So maybe all these people will all of a sudden start thinking that aliens exist.
Well, I mean, now that they've got a lot of them juiced up, might be easier than ever. I just saw a clip of Biden walking across the lawn after getting off the helicopter. I mean, he looks so bad.
Well, he thinks he's running again, but I don't know. Personally, I think it's either Governor Grusom in California or Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady. I think one of them will be the nominee, but I don't think either of them stand a chance against. Well, maybe Michael Robinson Obama could beat Trump. That's the only one that could possibly beat Trump.
Well, there you go. You know, transgender. That's what we need. That's going to be the
next
president.
Well, no experience,
I'm sure.
But she's a nice lady. Oh. So, and she's black. So therefore, she wins.
Yeah. No doubt. Oh. You know, the thing of it is, too, am I wrong, but didn't they keep bringing up Trump's health whenever he was president? You know, is he healthy enough to be president?
Oh, the whole 4 years, yeah. But okay, we don't talk about Brandon's health. And by the way, Vito, I see you there. I'll take a call in about 5 minutes. I just want to finish the opening portion here.
Okay.
But go ahead.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, Biden's health is so much worse than Trump. I mean, the double standard is it's almost unbelievable.
Well, he's a Democrat, so it's okay. I also, speaking of Democrats, they were laughing when we said that they want to ban gas stoves. They were laughing at us. Because we're just dumb conspiracy theorists. But Eugene, Oregon, over the weekend, they actually on Friday, they banned gas stoves in new houses.
I saw that. I just don't understand.
But we're the
crazy
ones because we saw that they banned them.
You know, and the thing of it is, people don't understand that electric is actually more harmful than gas in a lot of ways, especially when it comes to the electric cars. The minerals, you know, resources used to make these batteries are rare, like the rare minerals of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the creation, the production, and the elimination of them are much more toxic than just using oil. I mean, that's the truth. So, you know, nobody ever talks about any of that.
Well, they're just out there demonizing gas, because if they can get everybody onto electric and then they shut the electrical grids off, then you have nothing.
Well, yeah, and then also they can shut your car off, too, if they want to.
Right.
No, it's crazy. Even the, you know, the cryptocurrency, well, not crypto, but, you know, cash is even better.
But here's what I'm wondering about, because even if you got a car from, say you decided to buy a 1969 Pontiac GTO, and you're out there on those mean streets and the electrical grid goes down, how are you getting gas?
Yeah, you mean if you have a gas-powered car?
Yeah, that's not, because a 1969 Pontiac GTO or a 65 Beetle or whatever, they don't have the electric in them. So those cars will not perish in an EMP attack, but where are you going to get gas at?
Yeah. I mean, unless people have their own private tank stored on their property, which some do, they have large tanks of gasoline.
Yeah, because all those gas pumps are electric now. There's not many that are old school, 1960s pumps.
You're right. You know, my grandfather had, now that I can remember, he had a pretty large tank of gas that set up off the ground. That he had on their property that he would have filled with gas. And it was for the car. But it was a way to ensure that he would always have it if anything happened. I guess a lot of us need to do that. So they probably won't allow it, though, I'm sure. Find some way to keep you from having it. Oh, I think it's
Yeah, but if you needed gas that badly, how far are you getting from your town?
Now, from you mean who?
If you had, say, a 1970 Buick Skylark, if you had a full tank of gas, how far can you drive with it if you needed to get out of town? Because the gas might have been like 18 miles a gallon. You have a 15
That's
or 20
true.
Gallon tank. You might get about 300 miles, but is that really going to save
then,
you?
Yeah. And then, you can't get back to that tank. That's true. He probably had it there, I'm sure, for like tractors and, you know, lots of other things too. But
well, let me go ahead and get our caller in here. He is a trucker, so let's go ahead and bring Vito in.
What's up? How are you? You know, it's funny.
I wanted to get you in as
Buttigieg
soon as possible. I just had a couple of points I wanted to get up.
Yeah, man, no worries. It's funny to hear how Buttigieg is claiming racism. But I've driven through Gary, Indiana a few times, and Nah, Buttigieg destroyed that town. That's all I'm going to say. You have the Jacksons that came from there. Who else came from there that was famous?
Well, I don't know what's worse, Gary, Indiana, or East St. Louis.
I have not been in East St. Louis, so I can't say for sure.
You don't want to go.
How about you, Christina? I'm sure you're not that far from East St. Louis.
Oh, I've been through it a couple times. Yeah, I tried to avoid it at all costs. I mean, seriously, it's awful. You do not want to
How far is East St. Louis from the arch over there?
Oh, not maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Wow.
Very close. You just, it's on the other side of the river. So it's
incredible.
In Illinois. So yeah, it's across the river from the arch. But it's really bad. Super bad.
And I'd say they're about even.
Well, yeah, because I couldn't tell you about the, well, I've been through Gary, but actually my uncle lived there, but I didn't go through like the bad part. I guess he lived in a better area close to it, but so I don't really know much about it except for that I've heard that it's bad.
Crazy stuff, man. Now they just keep pushing racism. They can't. They cannot function unless they're screaming racism. You know.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
What Buttigieg even said. I think Buttigieg even said black roads are racist.
Yes.
I'm not.
Yeah. If a freeway does not go into
about?
A heavily black part of town, then it's racist.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I mean, it's just bizarre, man. You know, this guy, only reason why he got this, the only reason why he got the position he's in right now is because he bowed out of the race and agreed to support Biden. This guy knows nothing at all about transportation, at all.
No.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's just a shame, man.
I mean, nothing makes sense anymore. Everything's just...
No, nothing does make sense anymore.
No, not at all.
You got more and more people now dying. They're apparently, it's becoming more and more public that people 25 to 44 are dropping dead.
Yeah.
And they don't know what's causing this.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, exactly. That's what they're saying. And the state of Hawaii says that mortality rate for newborns is increased. So what's going on here?
Yeah, they don't want you to know, but keep taking that gene therapy.
Yeah. And now it's our fault because, we didn't do enough to stop them. They're blaming us.
And they're going to blame once this thing officially does, go off the rails, and they start realizing that, yeah, it is a vaccine, they're going to blame Trump. They're going to blame Trump.
Yeah, but last I heard, he's still out there pimping that gene therapy. So,
yeah, he is.
Of course.
He absolutely is.
It's his own fault, though. I can't even get mad if they blame it on him because he's out there promoting it. So, of course, I would blame him, too.
Crazy, man.
Well, did you hear what the Pfizer CEO said at Davos?
No.
About the thing?
No.
So I heard there's a video. I can send it to you. And he literally said on the video that they had made 100 doses of what they call a vaccine, which is not a vaccine. So they had made 100 doses in 2019 throughout the whole year before it hit. And he said, and then I told them that we're going to need to make 1 billion doses in 2020 because there's going to be a pandemic. He literally said that. So why did
they make
100,000 doses in 2019?
And those are the people that, and those people probably died. They weren't able to make enough of the real vaccine, quote unquote. So they probably were pumping people up with saline water, and then the booster is what probably killed everybody. Is killing everybody.
Right.
It's insane, man. This is wild stuff.
And then,
man.
And now they've officially added this shot to the childhood vaccine list. The CDC officially added it.
What, to a child vaccine?
Yeah, they added it to the list. It's not mandated,
wow.
This one. You know, it's not, the schools are not going to be mandating it. But just to, even to add it to it when they know, you know, if one child dies from it, that's one too many. I'm sorry.
If one child dies, it's not enough in their eyes.
It's not okay. It's not okay at all. I just... I'm just grateful.
Right, and most parents are just gullible, and they'll just believe that they'll just take whatever gene therapies that the doctors offer to get the kids in school. They don't even know that they don't have to get those shots.
Right.
Nope.
Right, and the scary part
nope.
is they're talking about replacing all vaccines, current vaccines, with the new mRNA technology. So they're going to try to bring
right.
the technology in to replace everything, which is crazy. It, I mean, it's so dangerous.
Yeah,
now,
but their stated goal is by 2050 they want zero humans walking the earth.
Yeah. I'll probably be dead by then by natural causes, though, not from no vaccine, that's for sure.
Well, I think anyone
but,
on this call is probably in that spot by 2050.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if I go, cancer takes me, cancer's going to take me, or whatever else. God, you know, God willing, I live as long as I can. But I was watching, I saw a video on YouTube earlier today, and it was some woman and some doctor out in Germany. This guy apparently is a groundbreaker. He's, like, been discovering a lot of things, cancers in Europe that have been exploding right to stage four. And they look at they were looking at the cells, at the cancer cells, and they noticed all the cells had one thing in common, and that was the spike protein. Not that I really know anything about other than supposedly it's in this COVID vaccine. And everyone that's coming down with a stage four cancer, they all have that spike protein in it.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep. I literally was just getting ready to announce that yes, the mRNA spike protein, it starts with a pseudo.
And they're trying to keep that doctor quiet. They're trying to silence that doctor,
yep.
too.
Yep. And it was that particular protein was literally found in the center of every cancer cell.
Crazy, man.
And there's proof.
But they don't
no,
know
they've...
what's causing it.
So, well, I took an AMP course, cell biology, and a couple of other courses. And, you know, the DNA gives the instructions to the RNA. The RNA is not supposed to be given the instructions to the DNA. So that's just where this whole thing is just crazy. You know, that's
yeah.
not the way it's supposed
yeah.
to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't mess with the body in that way, with cells. I mean, it's just crazy. You got to have homeostasis in the body. You know, the cells have to be, they have to have that, or things are going to go haywire. So, but they know most people don't understand any of this. They just put the fear in them. That's all they have to do is put the fear in them and then throw out the answer. And they'll run to it. So Proof, are you better this week? Are you still feeling a lot better?
Vito, did I tell you what happened to me when I was in the hospital for a week? Or three days, two nights, my emergency vacation? Oh, Vito dropped.
Oh, did he?
All right,
okay.
Well, one side looks like it'll probably be completely healed in a couple weeks. The other one's going to take a little bit longer because it was a lot worse, but it's looking better, though.
Well, that's good, but we need to get you over that where it doesn't come back again.
I don't know how to stop this. So,
well, we can talk about that some other time. I can try to send you some things to help with that. Patty would be great to have on here. She's a professor of anatomy and physiology, and she could help tremendously with that.
Yeah, I don't want to gross people out, but on my right side, it's like my pinky toe just does not stop draining. So
wow. It's
just weird.
Yeah, it's so crazy how the body, you know, reacts, and it's just strange why it would be coming out, you know, down there on your little toe.
The two toes next to it extremely wet, and it just feels like half my foot has been in water for a week.
Well, did you have a cut down there or anything? Or just a sore popped up?
Just a blister that popped.
Sore. Son of a gun. Well.
So, yeah, I have to change out. I have gauze or a cotton ball or just something there to separate. And then every 4 hours or 8 hours, I have to change it out because it's just soaked.
Good grief. I'll do a little bit of work trying to figure out.
I'll let you know what I have for breakfast today because I know you were interested.
Yeah.
So my breakfast today was a passion fruit, at least 8 ounces of cherries, maybe more, a tangelo, a grapefruit, and a banana.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, that's great because that's going to hydrate you, and that will help regenerate tissue. I mean, you've got to be pretty clean before you can regenerate, but... No, the fruit, I mean, you just put a ton of, you know, great stuff into your body to help it cleanse and heal.
Yeah,
so
I can't
good.
Understand how grapes are $3.29 a pound now.
Oh, my gosh, everything's so high. I went grocery shopping yesterday, and it's crazy how much, you know, when she told me the total, I was like, oh. But everything you pick up is like at least $4 or $5, you know?
That's except
insane.
The bananas.
Yeah, bananas are still affordable. They'll be next, I guess.
Well, instead of having my usual organic stuff, I went to one of the Hispanic markets out here. Now, they had 3 pounds of grapefruits for $1. I figured that's one of a few things I might be.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's thick-skinned, so you should be
fine.
That's
what I was thinking.
So guess what I saw shopping yesterday? I picked
up Rambutan?
No. I picked up a can of – I was looking in the dog food aisle, and I picked up a can because it had pumpkin on it, and I thought it was going to just be like a pumpkin treat. It had crickets in it. So you know how they're trying to get all of us to eat crickets and they're going to start putting that in our food, so read the ingredients.
Yeah,
it's
what
in
brand
the dog
is that
food.
So I know to stay away from it?
I don't remember. I just put it back. I was like, no way. So it's unbelievable. So I actually
Can dogs eat bugs like that? I don't know. I've never looked.
Well, I'm sure because, I mean, I know the dogs I've been around, if they see a bug, they'll try to go after it. So, yeah, it won't hurt them, but still, it's just the idea that they're forcing this stuff upon people.
Now, we as humans, I wouldn't recommend it, but we can eat worms because there's no exoskeleton. Anything that has an exoskeleton, you can't eat that. It's potentially poisonous.
Yeah, yuck. I just, ugh.
But they're going to sell us on eating the bugs and owning the nothing.
Yeah. But hey, the good thing is the WHO actually are, let's see, is it the WHO treaty? They actually backed down. They kind of reneged and pulled back because I guess maybe they got wind that, you know, most people are not happy about that. And a lot of countries, there were other smaller countries, you know, saying, no, you know, we're not going to do this. They were pulling things out of it saying, no, this part, no way. So that's good. I mean, I'm sure that...
Well, they want to find another way to stop us from eating meat because there was a huge pushback. And these Impossible and Beyond Burgers, they've lost a ton of money and jobs have actually... they've actually laid off staff because nobody's buying Impossibles and Beyond Burgers.
No, yeah.
They try.
Nobody wants them anymore.
But they're not the big money makers that they thought they would be. They thought that everybody right now would be excited over having something that tastes like meat, that looks like meat but is not. And their lab burgers just didn't go over to the average person.
Right. You know, and what I can almost see happening with a lot of this that's going on is they literally might force exactly what they don't want because, you know, even people now, since they did this with these gene therapy injections, and now when people are realizing that they are very dangerous, they're deadly, they're harmful, you know, people are going to hopefully step back and say, well, wait a minute, you know, how do we know other vaccines are going to be safe? So it may actually make more people question vaccines now because, you know, there was a big movement, people going against them. And so I think that's partially why they did this. With you know, virus scam. And so hopefully it's going to have the opposite effect. And then the same thing with...
But I
think
have a question, though, Christina.
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard somebody actually dying of COVID?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember. And you know, even before, it wasn't people dying from COVID. It was people dying from the treatment. They were in the hospital. I said, you know what? When there's truly, a pandemic, you will find people dying in their homes and on the street. Why was everyone dying in the hospital? I can tell you why. It's because they were treating them with the wrong drugs. They were killing them. They were suppressing their autonomic system with propofol and all those other drugs that, you know, shut down the organs so that they can stick that, you know, the incubation down your throat. It was the ventilators, the incubation and the ventilators and the medications they were using that were killing people, period. It just, it's just crazy. And I still question that there's truly even the virus out there. I think that they were poisoning people somehow. I mean, I know because I had it, and it was really strange. It was not like a typical virus. It was weird. And I don't know that I didn't get it from water. But who knows?
Yeah, but you don't even hear of people talking about COVID anymore.
No, I mean, it's actually nice that people are finally starting to act halfway normal again, you know, when you're out and they're social again. And, I mean, my gosh, used to, people didn't even want to look at you. I mean, it was just the craziest thing. And I just... I'm so grateful that I knew better. and then my family knew better. Oh, they just kept on living. So, did you hear, well, no, you didn't hear, because it was an email somebody received. CVS has stopped selling cigarettes because they're so bad for health. So because of the health
risks. Oh, really?
And death, they're going to stop selling them. But listen to this. Yet, they can't wait for the chemical abortion pills to fly off their shelves.
Hmm. Well, that's so liberal, though.
Ah, it's okay to
kill
a
baby. It's so loving and liberal.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, and did you watch the Super Bowl?
Not at all.
No? Okay. So, have you heard about the halftime performance?
I knew that Rihanna performed, and there was probably some satanic ritual, but I know nothing about it.
Oh, I just, when, I don't understand why they don't vet these performers better. It's like they know that families are going to be watching this. They know that there's going to be little kids watching this show. And everybody used to get really excited for it. And it's not appropriate for kids to watch anymore. I mean, you know, she kept on grabbing her crotch and they were, you know, doing a lot of these dance moves to where they were bending over and the words to the songs. And I'm like, it was literally, I mean, it was like a sketch show. It was awful. And she's pregnant. So she was in red. She was wearing the red. And then everybody else was in white. It was not good. Not at all. I can't remember the last time there was a good halftime show. It's been years. It's just not very enjoyable anymore. But I did like that both quarterbacks, before the game started, both, you know, took a meal and was they were praying. So that was good.
Oh, okay.
That was a good thing. But other than that, so where were you calling the guy that called in? You said Vino?
His name is Vito. He calls in on a regular basis, like he's calling in right now.
Okay, Vito. Okay. Is he from the east? Northeast?
Go ahead, Vito.
Started going into my phone started to go into SOS mode. I don't know what is going on.
You might have accidentally hit a button just talking on it.
Save our sometimes. Shot. You talked about the gene therapies.
I think we were ending when we were talking about the cancer because I was telling him that I was literally just getting ready to announce
that. The cancers are exploding and they're exploding at stage 4.
Yeah.
And they're all attributing to a compromised immune system and everyone had that spike protein, like I said.
Yeah, I need to find the name of that. It was pseudo something.
There was a doctor, I think it was a doctor in Germany, I think. I'm trying to get his name. If I come across it, I should have written it down, but I didn't.
Let's see. Dr. David Martin is who I was listening to about it. But, yeah, I think I heard it on a podcast.
Well, maybe it was Dr. David Martin. But I thought maybe they were researching cancer in Germany, the spike
in
cancer
you're right.
in Germany.
Yeah, you're right. There was an official, study or they have the official paper showing that they, found it. I've got it saved somewhere. I don't remember where I put it. Dr. David Martin. Show more. Let's see here. Sue Peters. Yeah, I'm just not seeing the name. But it was Sue Peters actually had him on. I think it's probably on my phone. The chat was pseudo something and pseudo. See if I can find it. Some other way. David Martin. I'm going to activate humanity. I know he posted it on there. That didn't work right. So you're familiar, Vito, you're familiar then with Dr. David Martin?
I've heard of him.
You've heard of him. So you guys haven't watched him much. Okay. He is one of the probably main components in stopping a lot of this and getting the truth out. So he was literally recruited, I believe they tell me, he was recruited by the government when he was in like 11th grade because of, I guess, his intelligence and stuff. But
wow.
He's traveled the world a lot. He, like I said before, he's probably got the most stamps on his passport than any other human. But he has happened upon some really important things to help bring the truth out in all these events going on. Let's see if I can find it here.
If you need a few minutes to find something, I could play a clip that I uploaded.
Yeah, I just am having trouble finding it, doggone it. I don't know why.
Yeah, I know you were talking about people dying in hospitals during COVID. And when I came down with COVID, two Thanksgivings ago, I was in the hospital. I went to the hospital to get the monoclonals. And
oh, yeah.
Wow, that was 2 years already?
That was in 2021.
Yes.
Right? 20
yeah,
years,
we've been talking.
November 21.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Uh-huh.
And I remembered the nurse, you know, she saw my oxygen level was down to like 80, was going between 84 and 88. I'm going to be honest, I didn't feel no difference between 84,
really?
88, or 99. I didn't notice no difference, but I know I was sick. But anyway, a doctor was walking by, and he goes to me. He saw my number. He overheard the nurse talking. And he goes to me, if those numbers don't come up, you're staying here. And I'm like, you know, who the F is this guy? And I said to myself.
Yeah.
And then when he walked away, I looked right at the nurse, and I said to her, you keep me here, I'm going to die here. And I remember her saying, no, you're not going to die. I'm telling you, I'm going to get you out. I'm going to help you get your numbers up. And she helped me get my number up to like 94, 95. Again, I didn't notice a difference between 88, 84,
mm-hmm.
or 95. But she got me up to 95, and I ran out of that hospital, man, as soon as I could.
So you weren't having trouble breathing?
No. That's the thing. I had heavy, heavy fever. Body aches,
I did,
you know,
too.
And all that stuff. But my breathing was normal. It was nothing. It wasn't shallow. You know, it was normal breathing.
Yeah.
You know, and you know the number, you know the oxygen level, it was going between 84, 88, and sometimes 90, 91, but primarily in the 82 and 88, between those two numbers. And the doctor saw it. He says, you don't get those numbers up, you're staying here. I said, you're not going to keep me here. I was like, get the F out of here, man. I said to myself,
yeah.
What
the
hell are you doing here?
What a joke.
At that point, everyone in the hospital was dying. Anyone that went to a hospital with COVID, you pretty much were dead.
Yeah. Literally. I had a friend from school. She had messaged me that she was taking her mom to a hospital in St. Louis. And I was like, don't do it. I said, just get her the medication, get her home. They put her in there, and I told her, I said, do not let him put her on remdesivir. She was gone.
They put her on remdesivir.
3 days after they put her in the hospital, they did everything I told her not to let him do. And, they could put her on remdesivir. She was gone, like, in 2 days.
Sick.
So, it just, sick. Yeah, no, my mom has COPD and lots of health problems. And she got double pneumonia. She had double pneumonia in both of the upper parts of her chest. And her oxygen was real low, but she has oxygen at home. And we went to urgent care, and they wanted to put her in the hospital. And she was like, no. And I said, yeah, no. I said, you give her antibiotic, you give her steroids. I said, she's got oxygen at home. I said, we'll be fine.
And like I said, I wasn't having any breathing issues at all. I was not short of breath.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
Nothing. And yet the number on that pulsometer, whatever the hell they call it, they put on your finger, it was going, I guess it was going between 84, 88, and 90, in the low 90s.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah, and see, I don't know what mine was because I just stayed home. I just stayed home and treated it naturally. So I just didn't even check that stuff. Okay, I found the name. It's called, let's see. Nucleosides, discussing that it was he said oncogenic properties of pseudoridine. It's pseudoridine or pseudoridine. I don't know which. But that the protein that they were finding in the center of all those cancer cells. And I have, you know what? Bruce, I'm going to send this to you via Messenger. See if I can send it over so you can take a look at it. Wow, my computer is being really slow. There we go. Let's see here. Messenger. Okay, I sent it. So there, now you'll have it in the actual... I think those studies are right there in that. Yep. Trends in pharmacological sciences. So it should have the name. Yeah, Jonas Cernakis. Cernakis. But yeah, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it looks like. But that's a legit study, and they located all of it. So it's in its RNA. Very scary. But that's what, you know, I was listening to another researcher, and he was talking about, he says typically it takes, he said the shortest time I've ever seen a vaccine released, he said, was 7 years. And he said, typically it takes 20.
Yeah, and they didn't even test this one. They didn't even test this one. It went from 100% efficacy to like 90 to 70 to 30 to whatever. And when they finally, did you test this on anyone? No, we never tested on anyone. So how the hell do you know what the efficacy is? Yet people were running with their arms out.
Exactly. Not to mention, wasn't it, you know, Bill Gates was being interviewed, and the gal asked him, she said, you guys did know that these trials, it said that
80% of the people had pretty significant, you know, side effects. And he was, I'm trying to remember his remark.
Oh, I could imagine. I'm shocked. Are you sure?
They knew. So, and he made so much money.
Damn, no. They normally know.
Oh, what is that? Whose phone's ringing?
My phone?
It's not me.
Oh, okay. It's like, I hear a phone ringing. So, did you hear that Bill Gates got booed? I think it was in Britain.
Listen, I'm telling you, all these doctors or super intelligent people that are involved with COVID, they're gonna have big problems soon.
Oh yeah.
There's not gonna be many places for them to hide.
Nope. And
not even in Davos.
No. They're gonna run. They're gonna hide. They are gonna be scared. They're going to have the crap scared out of them because they know it's coming. And I still do believe that Bill Gates got divorced from his wife to isolate himself in case something bad happens.
Oh, I never even thought about that. Could be.
Because I don't think he and his wife were having problems. I honestly believe that.
Yeah, I mean, he's never going to be able to walk around in public again.
No.
I mean, there was already a ton of people that hated him. I mean, look at when he was doing the, when he was taken to court for something to do with the computer program. And he was found guilty. And when you sit and listen to him, oh, I mean, he's a weirdo.
Evil's evil, man.
And somebody he got out of his car, somebody threw a pie in his face. I mean, people don't like him. That's for sure.
That's always funny.
And you know what scares me even more now? And V had mentioned this. I was having a conversation with him once. And what worries me is they're going to put this mRNA stuff in our food and not tell us. I think they already have, in my opinion.
I mean, that could be how we get sick.
Have.
So, yeah, I mean, they absolutely are trying. And the poor animals, you know, who knows what they're going to do to them. And have you heard about all the whales dying?
Yeah,
no.
off of Jersey, they had a bunch of whales just beaching themselves from Long Island down to the Jersey Shore, and they're blaming it all on the wind farms that they're building out in the ocean.
That's what I heard too. But there's been a lot more. It's been mostly the northeastern coast. But there's been way more of them die than usual. So I don't know what's up with that, but that's sad.
Yes, it is.
I mean, this green climate deal thing, I get so frustrating. I get so frustrated because it's like they are just completely ignoring the things that are truly toxic.
Yep.
And killing everything. Glyphosate is one of them, you know. And I mean, think about it. Years ago, what it started out with, like, called Paris Green.
No.
I don't know if you've ever read the book Moth. What was it? Moth and the Iron Lung?
No.
I think it's...
No.
It's, very revealing of the polio era. And they, back when they had a big epidemic, I think it was the early, was it the 30s that this one happened in this book? And what had happened is they were using this stuff called Paris Green, It was a fertilizer. They were spraying. They sprayed on their kids' lunch boxes. They sprayed on the apples, and it literally had arsenic. And I mean, it had stuff in it like arsenic and mercury.
Wow.
And so when you look up some of these side effects of some of these chemicals that they were using, it was the same thing as polio. So it's a very interesting story and book. Everybody should read it. I was trying to think, too. I just saw something. What? Had you guys heard anything about Michigan, about all the students? None of them are math, like, efficient. I'm trying to think of what area that was.
It doesn't surprise me, being that it's a Democrat state.
Yeah.
We were going to talk about the mass shooting that happened just a little bit ago at Michigan State University.
No, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How many?
I'm looking right now here. It says mass shooting at Michigan State University East Lansing campus. Six have been wounded. It doesn't say if anybody died yet.
Good grief.
And this just happened within the hour.
And
crazy,
there
man.
Was, I also just saw there's a 75-year-old man being held with $1 million bond.
Yeah, he shot the illegal across
Did
on his property.
Did you see that?
So hypocritical of the government, man. They do not want you to protect yourself, ourselves. They really
don't.
No,
and supposedly this guy had been kicked out of the country several times and tried to sneak back
yes,
in.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh.
So here's what they're saying on this shooting. The suspect is short, possibly a male, wearing a scam, and possibly black.
Oh. Wow.
You know, they really didn't want to say the possibly male and possibly black part.
That's the funny thing. Yeah, they must have really been, their fingers must have been curling up at the keyboard as they were typing or trying to type. Oh, God, yeah. Yep.
I'm looking at some devastating images of East Palestine or Palestine, Ohio right now. No mention of the cancer-causing chemical, the vinyl chloride. Oh, these poor people. Highly carcinogenic. That air is going to come over all of us, too, at some point.
It's just strange how in the last 24 hours we had trains in several different cities carrying hazardous materials that just happened to derail for no reason.
Now, where did the one in Ohio happen?
I don't know. Let me see if I can see where that is on a map. East Palestine.
I know it was near Youngstown, but it wasn't in Youngstown. In South Carolina.
I was in the area of Youngstown the other day. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, East Palestine, Ohio.
I mean, Fox News has been covering it. You know, it's on right now. I've been watching it off and on, but no, nobody else is really covering it.
I guess that means that they're gonna let us have the eggs for a little bit while they play with hazardous materials.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Because they don't do multiple things at once. They're very methodical like that.
So it's virtually like it's on the border almost of Ohio and Pennsylvania.
I'm telling you, I drove past there the other day. Everything seemed normal.
It's in the middle, north and south-wise of Pennsylvania on the border. It's kind of in the middle.
Is it by like 80? Is it by Route 80?
I drove
through 80.
Hey, while you're talking, my water dish is empty. I'm going to go fill my water real quick.
Okay.
You got it. I can't. For some reason, I cannot get to my map.
I know
on
they
my
said
phone.
That some of the chemicals were dumped into the Ohio River,
yeah.
Which isn't good.
I go with the fish. You're going to be eating that fish, boy.
Oh yeah, no, and it's. I mean, it's bad. Let's see.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to have. Oh, it was sad. I watched a video. There was a guy taping. He lives there, and he must have been pretty close. And he had a video going. He was so mad, and it's kind of hard to listen to, you know, because he was so. But I was like, my gosh, I don't blame him. Everything he was saying, but there were just like black clouds above his house and everything.
Wow.
It was scary. It was awful. I mean. These people's lives and where they live, they're ruined. I mean, people's dogs were going outside, and they wouldn't come back in. They'd go out and find them dead.
For real?
Yeah. No, this
is in
toxic.
Ohio.
Yeah, this stuff is so toxic. Vinyl? Is it vinyl chloride? Is that what I said?
Yeah, this is the stuff they put in PVC piping. Yes, this is what they make PVC pipes
well,
with. Polyvinyl chloride.
It's awful. It's awful. And I don't understand how this can happen. You know, if we can't handle this stuff safely, we shouldn't be handling it all.
Yeah. True.
So, and this is how they operate anymore. It's like, oh, we need to create this. And, you know, without thinking about, well, now, wait a minute. If we do, you know, what impact is it going to have? Is it going to be harmful? If, you know, and they just, it doesn't seem like they ever do those things.
Listen, after 9/11 stuff, how they were saying that the air at the World Trade Center was the air quality was fine, and they outright lied about that.
Yeah, no way.
I don't trust nothing.
No, not at all. I remember hearing that. No, there was still asbestos in the air, still all kinds of stuff. Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at this right now. They're showing a drone from February 3rd. And, I mean, it is just black smoke just barreling up, falling to the sky. Oh. Because
you mean you've been looking at aliens?
At what?
At aliens, according to the government?
Yeah.
I don't even know anybody that's talking about how it's aliens. I don't think the people that don't watch the news aren't watching this, and the people that follow news like we do, we know it's a lie. So nobody's buying this.
Well, what's funny is, my youngest daughter lives in, she has a house in South St. Louis, South City St. Louis. And she said today, literally, she was working from home and she was on a phone call and she said, I couldn't hear. She said, my freaking house was shaking. And she went outside and two fighter jets, she said, flew by. And she said, they were so low. And she's like, I don't know what that was about. And I was like, I guess they were going to shoot another balloon. But, yeah, who knows what's going on. So, but that was odd. I mean, you don't see jets flying low like that normally. But there is a base not far from where she lives. So I'm guessing maybe they were going in.
Yeah, I've been hearing some low planes myself around here, but we have Nellis Air Force Base that's not far from us.
Yeah, so that's what I'm guessing. That's why I told her. I said, you know, they were probably out, and I said,
You guys are so close to him. Well, that could have been why. But...
yeah, Vito, are you familiar with Larry Haynes, the legendary?
I was looking him up a little while ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a surfing photographer that just dropped dead.
Yep.
They had a guy from West Point the other day, a football player, who just dropped dead walking to class, and they said he died from a blood clot caused from a broken foot.
Oh, come on.
So now they're becoming creative now. Now a broken foot's going to kill you.
Oh, good grief.
A broken foot or a broken bone will now kill you.
Mark my
words. If you're vaccinated.
Well, they said too much breathing in a day can cause you a died suddenly also.
Really?
Yeah, if you breathe too much in a day,
Didn't they also say that if you put your foot in the... that if you do too much gardening, it's also going to cause divorce for my...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, just stay inside your house, wear your mask, get your booster, and you'll be fine.
So, so wrong, man.
Yeah, they'll come up with all these reasons, but they'll tell you, whatever you do, don't think that it's the gene therapies that are getting you, because it's totally not that.
Yeah.
Just stop everything else you're doing, but just make sure you keep getting those died suddenlies.
Yep. You know, one of my friends pointed out, when they first came out with the vaccine, you know, when people were lining up to get the gene therapies, and they gave them their cards, you know, to keep track of their shots, she goes, didn't anybody notice that there wasn't just one shot on there? She said there were four spaces. So she said they had planned all along that people were going to have to get multiple doses. I was like, I didn't even think about that. So that's so true.
I'm telling you, the first shot, they said it. There's no way they could have had this many shots prepared worldwide. And they had three different companies all making their own vaccine.
Yeah.
The same virus.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Are you guys kidding me? Are we idiots here? I mean, I was the sharpest knife in the drawer when I was in high school, but I paid a little bit of attention, and there's no way you're going to tell me that three different recipes are all going to have the same outcome.
Right.
Not possible.
Right.
I don't care what anybody says.
No, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, they still haven't isolated any virus anywhere.
No. They have not even isolated this virus yet, exactly.
Nope.
That guy, that kid, Mark King, in Canada, when he fought, he asked to see the papers where he isolated the virus. And the person from the government or whatever said, well, you know, we haven't isolated it yet. So how do you even know what you got here?
Exactly. Yep. Oh, here's another one. Jockey Avery Wiseman passes away at 23. A jockey.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is so... Oh, my God. And I'm telling you, the football player, all right, he's healthy. That surfer, even though he was, what, in the 60s?
Yeah.
He was still top-notch healthy.
Exactly.
All right, he was a surfer.
Exactly.
You don't go surfing unless you're in shape. No way.
No. No, well, there was a father that he is suing. He's going after everyone because he stupidly, you know, took his two, I think they were like 12 or 14 years old, his son to get the shot. And literally, I don't know if it was the same night or a few nights later, they found them dead. They had died in their sleep. And they...
Was this the part they were trying to pay off to get him to keep not talk about it?
It might have been, because I know that I know that they admitted that it was, you know, that they died from the shot.
Yeah.
So.
No doubt.
I mean, how I just.
No doubt.
I don't understand why people are so trusting of the medical industry anymore.
They can't help it. I mean, you have doctors telling patients that you should take the vaccine because, you know, you have this medical condition and it'll help your medical condition. Yet, they didn't know nothing about this vaccine. So either, you know, these doctors were just fed a bunch of bull, and they were like, yeah, you know, the CDC is telling me that this is what it is. And the CDC is supposed to, you know, be top notch. So they're right. You know, they're right in what they're telling us. And neither they lied. They know this thing doesn't do nothing to help you with the virus, man.
Yeah.
Nothing.
No, I mean it makes the outcome worse almost in most situations.
Oh, people that are going to die soon from this. Oh my God.
Well, from a couple of people who know quite a bit about this and understand it a lot deeper than I do as far as how the things are going to kill people, you know, they say that there's going to be a mass death rate. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
well,
really
doctor,
want to talk about it.
The Deagle report told us a few years ago what's going to happen.
From 399 to about 100 million.
And that's with all the illegals coming here.
Yeah. I'll tell you, it was funny, Poof. I'm in Shepherdsville, Kentucky tonight until tomorrow morning. And I decided to go take a walk today, you know, just loosen the legs a little bit. So I walked a couple of miles. And there was a Walmart. I went to the Walmart. I bought some food. And I called for an Uber cab to come, you know, take me back to the truck stop because I didn't want to carry all the stuff that I bought. And, you know, I'm trying to talk to the driver. The driver did not speak a word of English.
Oh.
Hmm.
Not a word of English. I mean,
oh,
I'm not knocking the guy or nothing like that, but come on, dude. How did you even get a driver's license if you don't even speak English?
Yeah.
I mean, he drove well, don't get me wrong. He was, you know, he drove safe, but how do you get a license in America if you don't speak a word of English? He did not understand anything I was saying to him.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
And I was trying to speak to him as best I could in what limited Spanish I know. I mean, I was telling him, just drop me off allá, you know, over there. You know, and I'm like, you know, how do I say over there? And I was telling him, oh, maybe you turn derecho, which actually I meant him to go left, but he was going right. And he looked at me like, I can't go right. I can only go left. I mean, I was doing my best. I was trying my hardest with him. But, you know, the dude, you know, at least he knew I can't go right. I can only go left. So, you know, he knew well enough. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Wow. Well, I think there's a lot of work here trying to really destroy our country right now.
Oh, yeah. This is a conspiracy to the core.
Yep.
By definition, this is a conspiracy. Just by definition alone.
Let's see what else is going
on
here.
Everything just seems so coordinated and perfect, though. And then they'll have another topic in a few days.
Well, something else is going to happen, Poof. I firmly believe that. I think that they're gonna push this digital currency. And they're gonna push it hard, and I really do believe that the Supreme Court's gonna knock it down. And that's when you're gonna see all hell break loose.
Yeah. So far, the Supreme Court has actually stepped up and done a few things right. You know.
Yeah.
They'll kind of do a lot more, but. I sure hope so. I just hope that people finally if they do ever try to really force something like that upon us, I mean, do you guys think the people will actually come out and, like, almost have a civil war? Or do you think that they'll
just something's going to happen. Something is going to happen. Something has to give you some. Look, you had those five cops in Memphis that murdered that man. And wrong. I mean, wrong. And yet, no outrage at all. None.
Yeah.
But if there was one white cop in that mix, boy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. They want racism to exist, because as long as it exists,
they will be pulled apart. Yep.
So they know that if all the people come together, we will be so powerful, they will not be able to impose anything on us. So, yeah, there's just that great division, and I don't understand why people don't see that. I mean, it's like they're more worried about following, especially on the Democratic side, they're more worried about being loyal as a Democrat, no matter how corrupt or evil or what they do. They're going to be a Democrat, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And I
being a liberal is
mentality.
More important than anything else.
It's crazy.
Yep,
it's like,
it is.
I'm neither. I just try to vote for the best people. But there's no way right now I would ever vote for a Democrat again, probably. I mean, I just think that party is so corrupt.
Yeah, I only voted for two or three Democrats the most of my life.
Yeah, I've never voted for a Democrat.
Yeah, I only voted for Ed Koch for mayor. I voted for him whenever he was running for mayor and when I could vote. And we had a district attorney on Staten Island, William Murphy, who was a Democrat, but he was more to the right than to the left. And you know, the dude did the right thing, and then he got cancer and he died. You know.
Yeah, I have to admit I voted for Clinton.
Wow,
which one?
A lot of people did. Yeah, that's an important question.
Which Clinton?
Which Clinton?
Yeah.
Bill.
There you go.
Okay. Well, remember
a lot of
the other one.
Hillary, yeah,
the other
no,
one
no,
that,
no.
That, that whose pronouns shall not be named tried to run in 2016.
God, no, not Hillary. Lord, no.
Whose pronouns shall not be mentioned.
No way. No way. So,
I
no way, no way.
For Roback, then.
I did too, actually. I did vote for him once. Yep, and then I realized when you vote for them, I guess you're making a statement, but they're never going to win. You know?
He had a good run, though.
Yeah.
So. It's just,
that
it
might
just
have been
doesn't really
the
matter
party
anymore.
Showing
vote for. It's all rigged. I mean, to be rigged. I honestly believe Biden right now, they've got him so juiced up, and he's just a puppet.
Yep.
And the sad thing is that the cackler is even worse than him, so that they can't pivot.
A hundred times worse. Yeah, they can't poop. You're right.
And I mean, people just ignore all the things he's done in the past, all the things he's said. I mean, he was truly a racist years ago.
Yeah. But it's okay to be racist as long as you're liberal.
Yeah.
It's a liberal thing to be, Proof. You know that.
Yeah, it's so loving and liberal.
It's so liberal. Oh, God, so sickening.
So we haven't played this week's Broccoli Man yet, so I want to get to that before it gets too late.
Okay.
So the millennials are in this one, Vito. It's called Let's Get That Money.
Let's get that money.
All right. So if you're ready, Christina, we can do
I'm
this.
I'm ready. Okay.
All right. So let me count it down then. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey again, sugar. How is that stipend from the California reparations going?
Well, Jimura, them's try to pay us off wife $5 million. But we thinks we can get $5 million every single year. The state senators are finna trying to pass that for a yearly paycheck. Then we can make all the white sister and the males pay for it.
I am so happy I get my $5,000 a month just for leasing a trans. I get surprise visits from the Duarte to make sure I am really a trans. Sometimes he has to inspect mine and Malik's junk. We have to make sure we tape up our junks and hide the salami. Then he has his scissors and cuts the tapes off.
That sounds pretty sus, Mike.
If I make $5 million a year, I will let them see my stuff every single day. I finna be paid.
I watched that speech by Brandon last night. That was the best speech ever.
Dude, I cannot watch Brandon anymore, player. Dude is just too creepy and angry for me.
You dumbass. Brandon is a great president. I will do whatever him says because him's his Democrat.
If it wasn't for Brandon, it would not be legal for my girlfriend to help me get pregnant. He legalized it.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. This dude is way too white and too cisgendered.
I hope he does not say any racist hush today.
Now there's a dude that wants to arrest me for getting pregnant. I bet he did not even watch Brandon's speech yesterday.
I would never watch that Octogene Orion talk. I don't like being lied to by presidents.
You are an idiot, broccoli man. He lowered the price of gas the most in world history.
When Trump was in office, the price of gas when he left was $1.81 a gallon. Then it was at $7.54 a gallon. And now the price is $4.55 a gallon. Explain how that is better.
See, even you have to admit him's lowered the price of gas. It's great we have 2 more years until Michael Robinson Obama will be as our president.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
Brandon said everything that was true yesterday. Him blame all of our troubles on Trump. That is so true.
As hims should, Brandon is the second best president ever. Only Obama's better.
Please, tell me why Brandon is the best president ever.
He made Trump to become president. That is all he needs to do so he can be the best president ever.
Facts, Mike. Trump is too white to be president.
Isn't Brandon white?
Yes, but he is different. He is a Democrat.
Brandon said that cell phones, refrigerators and dishwashers got laid off. We need to put them all back to work.
So inanimate objects are now getting unemployment?
Yes, it is totally not cool to have our electronics get unemployment. Brandon also said we have a jumping shortage.
Dude, you said like a jumping shortage. Can't you just do some jumping jacks, player?
You dope. Brandon said we have to ration our jumping to only 3 times a day.
I wonder if he will crack down on basketball games. Those fools jump way too many times. We need to make sure no one hogs up all the jumping so everyone else can jump too.
Dude, I am so not cool with how Brandon did not do anything about China spying on with their spy balloons.
Brandon did the best thing he could do about the balloon. He let the balloon go through all of the United States. Then he let people shoot it down once it went over the Atlantic Ocean. Trump would have been dumb and not let China spy on us. He would have had to be shot down in Alaska. Then China would not have been allowed to spy.
Well, isn't that the point? We are not supposed to let other countries spy on us. It is an act of war to invade other countries' airspace.
We were already under war when Trump became president. He invaded my airspace. Wimpy on The View is one of the smartest journalists ever. Hers is black.
I am so glad that Brandon said it is about time we make America great. No president in recent history said it was time to help Americans.
Dude, didn't Trump have his slogan Make America Great Again?
You something ducker. Not only are you way too racist for saying that, but you are too generous for calling me a dude. I'm a trans travesty. That's why I get $5,000 every month just for being a trans.
I heard we are now going to be allowed to take up to $2,000 now without anyone being allowed to do anything. I need my four-finger discount.
Stealing is wrong. Even if the state is not arresting you for it, you should believe in the golden rule.
The only rule I have is I have to get all mines. I'm black, so all you owe me mines.
Sugar, your skin color does not mean you're better than anyone else, B.
You just pissed because you are only half black and half Puerto Rican. You should have thinks about that when you born.
Jamar, you should really think about becoming a trans. Come help me scoop up all this money for being a trans. You can be a trans America.
Brandon also says we have to pay trillions of dollars every single day over to the Ukraine. We have to do whatever Zelensky says because him is a great globalist.
I am so happy that the globalists want to kill every human and animal on Earth. Then they will bring back dinosaurs, the holy mammoths, and dodo birds. We need to save the Earth for them.
Please. Stop listening to these clowns. Please check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time on the West Coast. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Proof has on great co-hosts, excellent guests, and a lot of great information you need to know about. Get educated and listen to Proof Negative. freedomizerradio.com.
Only racists and genderists listen to Freedomizer Radio. I only watch Vomiting with the Stars and Celebrity Drag Queen Storytime. Remember, Brandon is awesome because he is not Trump.
Anyway, that's an episode. Hope it was all right.
That was good, yeah. Very creative. So.
It was good.
I made up the jumping shortage just to prove how gullible liberals are. But everything else was real, including in the speech when he said cell phones and refrigerators and other appliances are getting unemployment.
Oh. Yeah. Did we actually send more money over to Ukraine again?
They made that announcement during the balloon problems. They said they were going to send over another $1.5 billion.
Oh. Yeah, well, it looks like the people in Ohio are going to need that $1 billion. Aye.
I'm telling you, I think the Ukraine is turning into a money laundering frickin' operation.
I think it already is. I mean,
more than anything else.
Yeah, they had it a while back. Didn't you guys see the, there were some reports about that a lot of that money was getting funneled back over here, too. The Democratic Party.
No, you're kidding. No, stop.
No, I did. Yeah, I have to find that again.
Oh, yeah, we're joking with you.
Oh, you're joking.
Holy.
Okay. All right, I wasn't sure. But yeah, no, I mean.
And then Zelensky 2 weeks ago comes out and says, your process for getting me money takes too long. You're going to do it faster and we want more. Like, who is he dictate his funding from us?
Who is this guy? I mean, somebody.
I don't care if he's our best friend. Nobody should come to us and demand the help and demand we do it faster and more.
Yeah, it's almost like he's got something on Biden and Hunter, you know, and they're just doing whatever he wants them to.
Yep.
Like, he basically was trying to say, bypass Congress, just executive order me the money, and double whatever it is you're paying.
Well, think about it. When you're compromised, you're pretty much you're done.
Yeah.
And Biden is compromised. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, and they were just saying that Zelensky had rented. He was telling Ukraine to not rent anything to people from Russia. And then they said in August, he and his wife have a villa that he supposedly has rented to somebody from Russia for, oh my gosh, it was really high amount of money.
I just want to know how it is that Zelensky is in one of the biggest wars of the last 50 years, and he has time to go to the Grammys, the Oscars, to do speaking engagements, to go on TV shows.
Yep.
How does he have that time? Because if you're the leader of a country that's in war, aren't you worried that someone's just going to ambush you?
Yeah, and he should be over that. Yeah, no, it's crazy. Like I said, none of any of this makes any sense. I mean, it just, it's going to get better, and I do think it's going to eventually, I guess things like this have to happen to get to a better place.
Yeah, but how close are the globalists going to get to this digital currency? Because to me, if they can get that digital currency together, it's going to almost single-handedly, with all the surveillance and stuff and the control over the money, that they can they could start preparing for no humans on Earth.
Well, but I mean, I don't know what the purpose of that would be, though. You know, it's kind of, I mean, I understand why they want to reduce the population.
Well, it's because it's run by Satan, that's why. Because
Satan
wants to terraform the earth.
That's true. But they also know that by the year, by the year 26 or 7,
Social
Security was going to be bankrupt. So,
well, remember, Brandon was trying to say that the Republicans want to bankrupt and end Social Security, and he was just straight up lying.
It was Johnson that caused it to happen when he put the Social Security into the general fund. So, the Democrats are the ones that are killing Social Security. So, blame it on whoever. But it was progressiveness that is killing Social Security 100%.
It's just like, and I don't know if this is something new or if this has been in place forever, but I just opened a business in 2019, and today I got from the U.S. Census a survey, and by law you have to go online and fill this survey out. And I mean, they wanted to know in detail everything. They wanted to know my payroll, my sales, and then I had to break it all down and say this, what everything I sell and the portion, like I had to give them how much for each different thing that I sell.
Yeah.
I'm just like, So, trying to figure out where that's going, but you don't know if it's truly just the census and they're trying to gather that info, or if they're trying to see, I guess, what they could go after, maybe. I don't know. I know it makes me want to close the business and set up a PMA.
They make it harder. Instead. They're making it harder and harder for you to open a business. So
I know.
Well, yeah, the more they can screw you over, the less likely you're going to try and do something on your own. Look at what Brazil just did with that new president over there. You
yeah.
have to have you have to be current on your gene therapies in order to get any government help. And
oh,
it doesn't matter
God.
If people are dying over there. You still have to get it.
Oh, wow.
Gotta get it. Sick. They are all sick over there, man.
Yeah, and
they're mad that we have too much freedom to not just be willing to give them our life.
Yep, this is true.
We still have the freedom to say no here, and that's what upsets the globalists.
And they want that
yeah.
ending.
I mean, are there any other countries that are even remotely like us as far as having the people truly stand up and say no? Well, yeah, Mexico. I mean, Mexico's
no,
almost...
One, no, you mean Mexicans when they come to America illegally. They're the ones
right.
that say no, and the government listens to them. The government here listens to them.
Yeah.
That's what's going on in New York City with the illegals that they have here. They wanted to put them... They had them in hotels, and they needed to move the single men out of the hotel rooms and put families in, and they had built... They had created for them at the home port in Brooklyn a shelter plan, so to speak, where they had cots and video games and showers and, you know, all the fun stuff that the homeless people need more than these illegals here do. And they said, no, we're not going. And these are people who came here seeking asylum. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine it? Why don't they stand up to their government the way they stood up to our government?
Yeah, exactly.
You talk about crazy.
It is crazy
because it's crazy.
They all want to come here, yet, well, I guess it's not the people of other countries trying to ruin us. It's the government from other countries trying to ruin us.
Well, it's the people in this country, too. Don't forget. I mean, you have a lot of the liberals, a lot of the lefties, they want, you know, this redistribution of wealth. You know, it's a very touchy issue, and they wanted New York City to open up all the vacant apartments in New York City, especially the ones on West 57th Street that are like gazillion dollars a room, and they want the illegals to live in there.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
I mean, seriously?
I'm not joking you. I'm telling you, this is exactly
what you have
going
businesses on Broadway that they can't rent to anymore because nobody wants the spots for the price. But let's give that spot, that empty spot that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, well, let's give that spot to the illegals so they can live there.
Yeah. It is insane what's going on in this city. You know, they're blaming Mayor Adams. Listen, he's the mayor, so tag you're it. But it's not his. I don't blame it all on him, per se, because de Blasio is the one that destroyed the city, hands down.
Yeah.
He's the one that killed us. He
yeah,
killed
but
us
the current guy is pushing, isn't he pushing the jab?
Well, he fired a lot of city workers, and the judge did overturn the city's rule that said that you had to get the vaccine in order to keep your job, all right? But still, to get on a job, you have to take the vax. But now I think that is even gone. They stopped that recently. And now what happened is I can't tell you how many policemen and firemen were let go because of it, and other city workers also. I mean, I was a city worker. I mean, I was only doing consulting work, but you know, I told my boss, I ain't getting a shot. I'm out of here.
Good for you.
And I went into something that, you know, I inquired about. I've always wanted to do this. And, you know, when I asked, do I have to be vaccinated? And I was told, no, you don't. And I was like, sign me up.
Good.
I wonder how many people that are truck drivers wear scams in their truck all day by themselves.
I honestly, Poof, I don't know. I haven't seen any. All right, but I do see guys, you know, at the truck stops in the shop in the stores, and I don't know if they're truckers or they're the ones that drive the cars, which we call four wheelers. But they are wearing masks.
Yeah.
I'm seeing more people wearing masks, and I just shake my head.
I wonder if they wear them while taking a shower at the truck stop.
Proof, please don't do that. Don't say that. Don't say that
I mean, how do they?
Well, they swim wearing a scam. Why not?
Yeah,
I
know.
Mean, they drive me crazy. I can't stand to breathe in a mask. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how people handle it.
They do it.
Ugh. Oh, and the scary part is, what is the generation that this has affected so greatly, the children? What are they going to be like?
They're already messed up. We see that.
I know. You know, and unfortunately, the majority of people fell for this. And so their kids. The poor kids.
The mothers ran with their kids to get the shots, to put the masks on, you know, whatever.
I know. I saw that. I was like, oh my God.
The globalists don't think that these kids are gonna be alive, so they're okay with that.
No, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Right. And they know that when our population, you know, if they can get away with this, you know, it's gonna hurt. If we have a bunch of young people die, and our population really decreases, they know they'll be able to come over here and take control of this country.
Yep.
I mean, that could be the whole goal. I mean, because they're training all these, you know, these young adults to be part of this World Economic Forum, and these, I call them global goblins, which is too nice, but, I mean,
yeah,
people
but can,
have,
can we win a war against them, though? That's a thing.
Yeah.
And I don't know the answer to that exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's only going to be, there might be one way to find out, Poof. That's the only only real way to find out. And they're going to
go.
Oh,
I know.
They're going to go.
They'll go there. They don't care.
They will go there. Absolutely, they don't care.
Because liberals don't care about the outcome as long as they win. As long as,
yep.
If we kill 99 of them, they're happy if they kill 100. That's all that matters is that they win.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true.
True that.
Yeah.
This is true. Anyways.
I
got to run.
I don't understand why people. In general, well, I do understand. I mean, you know, it's hard to survive in this world. So when you've got both parents working and then the kids are busy with school, they don't have time to dig in and look at this stuff and find the truth.
They figure if they watch the real news that they don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Why would the news lie to them? But Vito, I know you have to go. I won't keep you.
Yeah, I got to run, guys. But thank you so much. Proof, Christine, I think it is.
Yes. Yeah. Nice yes. to meet you, Vito.
Same here, man. I'll be in touch again, Proof. Like I said, I got to be up early in the morning. I got to take care of something
cool.
before I go. But you know, hopefully, we'll be alive tomorrow.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Vito.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, I want to play the Laura Ingraham clip here from today, Christina. It's about 7.5 minutes, I think.
Okay.
It's called "The Left Uses Children as Guinea Pigs."
Oh.
I figure we're on the topic. I may as well play it.
But first.
Yeah.
More phony science, more damaged kids. That's the focus of tonight's angle. Fear, money, power. Those are the three overriding principles that drove our government's hideously flawed response to COVID. From mandating experimental mRNA shots, to closing schools and playgrounds, to social distancing, that was stupid, and masking. It was all pandemic panic, an abuse of powers via emergency orders. Big money payouts to the medical industry. Well, the brutal truth, which we told you years ago, is that they never had any serious peer-reviewed studies to back up any of their egregious edicts. None. Basic principles of immunology, such as acquired immunity through infection, were ignored. Instead, the Branch Covidians relied on fudge studies with ever-changing endpoints and sold them relentlessly with the help of flax masquerading as journalists. So we're all about the science, gang. Actually didn't have any science on their side. But they did have Pfizer, academia, and Hollywood with them all the way. New billionaires were minted in the big pharma industrial complex. Tony Fauci, Deborah Birx, they became media stars. And more than anyone, our kids, including my own, suffered. There was lost learning, lost athletics, missed graduations. While countless others suffered from vaccine and lockdown-induced harm to their mental and physical well-being. And now the same forces are at it again, trying to sell us another new normal, a demonic campaign to destroy the natural biological order, one where our children are once again their guinea pigs. And it's all backed by phony science and big pharma. It's pushed by radicals in our schools. It's adopted by big business and big government, and of course, all the while it's glamorized by big tech and the entertainment industry.
Sam graciously wanted me to accept this award because I'm the first transgender woman to win this award. And I just want to thank all the incredible transgender legends before me who kicked these doors open for me so I could be here tonight.
The field of transgender-focused healthcare is also booming. Did you know there are now more than 100 pediatric gender clinics in the United States? That's up from zero just 15 years ago. And let's face it, gender transition surgeries bring cash-strapped hospitals big money. My friends, this is not science. And this explains the relentless push to expand gender-affirming care, even for young people.
As a trans woman, I can tell you that it's not overly dramatic. Gender-affirming care is life-saving. We really need to be expanding gender-affirming care.
Since starting on my gender-affirming care, my confidence and happiness and overall mental health well-being has just shot up, and I'm doing so much better. So,
you know, we are living in a time when there's so much misinformation and disinformation. We have to be very clear that we need to be listening to trans people.
Again, just like COVID, you question the trans Davidians, and you're guilty of misinformation, disinformation. You're dangerous. Basic principles of science, though, that there are two sexes, that DNA is unchangeable, that kids' judgment isn't really developed until their later years, that is all out the window. We know how this story ends. And now the entire sex mutilation industry is on edge. Why? Because a whistleblower who worked on the inside is exposing what's really happening to children in these clinics. A former employee of the Washington University Transgender Center at St. Louis Children's Hospital recounts in exacting detail how life-altering treatments are fast-tracked to patients who are unaware of their long-term and often life-altering side effects. Now, first, I want you to understand that this is not some political hit piece. This whistleblower describes herself as a queer woman, politically to the left of Bernie Sanders. And when she was younger, she questioned her own gender and is currently married to a trans man. She truly thought that she was saving these kids and what she was doing. But now she calls it morally and medically appalling. She explains that more than half of the new patients were young girls. Sometimes they'd be clusters from the same high school. Huh. Now, they often had comorbidities. They suffered from depression, anxiety, ADHD, eating disorders, obesity, and even autism. To get them ready for the transition process, as it's so benignly referred to, Jamie Reed, the whistleblower, writes about working with therapists to fast-track it. To begin transitioning, the girls needed a letter of support from a therapist, usually one we recommended, who they had to see only once or twice for the green light. To make it more efficient for the therapist, we offered them a template for how to write a letter in support of transition. The next stop was a single visit to the endocrinologist for testosterone prescription. Reed goes on to write that patients were often poorly informed about drug side effects, citing one case with a 15-year-old male patient who was described, who was prescribed a drug used to treat prostate cancer. One of the side effects is the feminizing of men's, rather boys, in this case, bodies. Another side effect is liver toxicity, which the 15-year-old experienced. He was immediately taken off the drug. His mother then sent an electronic message to the Transgender Center saying that they were lucky her family was not the type to sue. And this gets worse. Reed says the clinic operated with a lack of regard for the rights of the patients themselves. In Missouri, only one parent's consent is required for treatment of their child. But when there was a dispute between the parents, it seemed the center always took the side of the parent who was going with the transition. My concerns about this approach to dissenting parents grew in 2019, she writes, when one of our doctors actually testified in a custody hearing against a father who opposed a mother's wish to start their 11-year-old daughter on puberty blockers. Now, there are so many more disturbing details in this piece. I'll post it on Instagram and on Twitter and on my website. I encourage all of you to read this, to really understand what is happening inside these clinics. They're not putting our children first. They're endangering our children. Now, in response to these whistleblower claims, the Missouri AG today announced an investigation into this so-called hospital. The angle hopes justice is done for these poor little kids before more have their bodies and their minds destroyed. And that's the angle.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page.
Okay, that's enough. All right, so I thought that would be good right there.
Yeah. That's such a tragic thing happening right now. My gosh.
Hey, we have to take a break here. We have to play some ads.
Oh, okay.
So you got 4 minutes or so.
Okay. Sounds good. I will
All right,
take a break.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula. Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Son of a bitch. You got snakes in the
crash, rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out, avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Beeped up on ya, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
In the scene with solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're sitting.
And the new norms, the new world order.
Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello, I'm Mike, my birthing partner, and I just got our new Lysenica Freedom microchips. These microchips are awesome. They help me keep the freedom I used to before I enrolled into Southern Hampshire Institute of Technology.
I am Jamar. I am friends with Mike and his birthing partner. We met at SHIT. I am a liberal media major. I also just got a Lysenica Freedom microchip. SHIT recently mandates everyone on campus get their Freedom microchip. I jumped on the Lysenica joint.
This freedom chip grants me the freedom to go everywhere I was allowed to before COVID. Now this chip tells me when I am and am not allowed to go outside. It also tracks my boosters. If I'm not up to date on a chip, it tells me when I need to get it by.
This chip is sweet. Without this freedom chip, no one is allowed on our campus. I scan my hand whenever I want to pay for something. It also calls for an ambulance when I get another heart attack from a booster, which is totally not a heart attack from getting a gene therapy.
These freedom chips are free. You can go to any drugstore or China Mart. An employee with inserted in your wrist.
Remember, it is not the mark of the beast. You just need to let Lysenica track and trace your every move. You just need a freedom chip to buy, sell, work, and live. When you get a microchip, look for the Lysenica Freedom microchips. They are sweet.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie?
That government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny? We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave. And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Hello, everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night, I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day, I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on Rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On Rumble.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Welcome back. Proof is here. We have Christina, our new Monday co-host here. And we can have you as well if you want to call in. The number is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number 1 on your phone if you want to talk to us. So, Christina, do you have anything you want to get into?
What?
I have clips otherwise.
Do you have any idea what the I'm looking at Fox News right now, and there's tons of police. Is this at the university you were talking about?
Is
that just
Michigan?
Happening? That's what I'm wondering, because
because that Michigan thing happened right when we were going on the radio.
Okay, so they're looking for him. I guess they haven't found the shooter. Wow, that's scary. Okay, so that's what it is.
Still looking for it.
Okay, all right, that's what it is. All right. And you said you had something else to do?
Well, I just said I have clips I want to play if you want.
That's fine.
Let's see, we have J.P. Sears, we have Tucker Carlson. I don't mind playing the Tucker Carlson show from today without the commercials.
Okay. Yeah, I know. J.P. Sears is funny. But, Tucker, whatever, I trust you.
All right. Well, let's listen to J.P. Sears with Project Veritas, then I'll throw Tucker Carlson
on. Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. So that's what we'll do.
Okay.
Good God, the Project Veritas board has kicked out James O'Keefe from Project Veritas, the journalistic company that he founded. Now, it's being said this is a coup attempt. Something seems fishy to me. What's up, my beautiful freedom-loving friend? Welcome back to the JP Reacts channel, where we like to call out the lies, hypocrisy, and corruption of tyrants, as well as highlight the amazing work of other freedom fighters. I don't think there's a more powerful person, a single most powerful person in journalism than James O'Keefe. And we all know he's synonymous with Project Veritas, which he founded back in 2010. James O'Keefe is now kicked out of Project Veritas. What the hell? And to make matters a little more suspicious, the board kicked James O'Keefe out of Project Veritas, this coming a week or so after Project Veritas's huge bombshell report that literally incriminates Pfizer. So is there something fishy going on with the Project Veritas board kicking James O'Keefe out? Or is this legitimate? I don't know, but I want to share some of the facts with you. So I'm going to reference an article here on timcast.com. Viral Twitter thread claims James O'Keefe's paid leave from Veritas is a coup attempt. What is happening to James O'Keefe is unconscionable, and the attempted hostile takeover of Project Veritas needs to be stood up against by its supporters. Now, I think a good place to start with is, what is the board's reasoning for kicking James O'Keefe out before we can start to have an opinion? Is it a valid reason or is it a corrupt reason? We need to understand what the hell is the reason for kicking James O'Keefe out of Project Veritas, putting him on paid leave, which strips him of all power in Project Veritas. He's effectively out of the company, still being paid until February 10th when they're going to decide, like, okay, is this permanent? Are you out all the way, or are we going to let you back in? This is absolutely mind-boggling because James O'Keefe is very synonymous with Project Veritas. He is the face of Project Veritas. Project Veritas and James O'Keefe, they have raised so much awareness around the lies, hypocrisy, and corruption of tyrants in the past few years that it would be a travesty if this movement within the freedom movement and the truth movement were to crumble. And there's fear that if James O'Keefe is indeed out forever at Project Veritas, then the good that Project Veritas stood for and the momentum it had, the fear is it will crumble. So what did James O'Keefe allegedly do? Here's the board's reason. About 10 employees aired their grievances about James, which essentially boiled down to him being a tough boss to work for. At the end of the six-hour struggle session, so this is a board meeting, Pyramid and fellow board member John Garvey put him on leave and stripped him of all authority, the source allegedly said, referring to a meeting as a Stalinesque kangaroo court trial. Now, let's just say that's true. James O'Keefe is a tough boss to work for. I don't know if that's true. The only personal interaction I've had with James O'Keefe is a couple DMs on Instagram, so truly I don't know the guy. But let's just say he's a tough boss to work for. What does that mean? That mean he demands a lot of his employees? Does that mean he has a high standard he holds them to? Does that mean that he wants them to work instead of pampering themselves in massage chairs and eating free food in the cafeteria with their arugula salads and acai bowls? I mean, that would be a travesty for a Silicon Valley employee. But for the rest of, adult humans with self-responsibility, having a tough boss is maybe to be expected. Now, that's the term being used, a tough boss. There's no accusations of criminal behavior, harassment, or anything like that. So it's not a crime for someone to be a tough boss. That might actually be a great thing. The world actually might need more tough bosses. Socialism works where nobody has a tough boss. That's why everything crumbles. The best part of capitalism, the best part of freedom, involves self-responsibility, which means you need to be held to a high standard. And whatever the term tough boss means, maybe that's a part of upholding those standards. So that's speculation around what the term might mean, might not mean, but what we know for sure is there's no accusations of any level of criminal behavior or harassment from James O'Keefe onto employees. Now, the alleged whistleblower within Project Veritas, which, you know, probably have a lot of good whistleblowers, you know, doing the work they do, says, what is happening to James O'Keefe is unconscionable, and the attempted hostile takeover of Project Veritas needs to be stood against by its supporters. This will not stand. The whistleblower within Project Veritas, that it's reasonable to assume, has more insider information on this situation, accurate information about this situation relative to what he's suggesting is not an accurate portrayal by the board. He's saying, like, yeah, this is frivolous. This is an attempted coup attempt. And if that is true, why would the Project Veritas board want to do a coup against James O'Keefe? Why would they want him out? Whose bidding are they doing? If we live in a world for a second where the board, you know, speculating based on this whistleblower's thought of, like, no, I have this information and this is a coup attempt. It's not legitimate. So if the board's not acting in the best interest of the company, what's their motive? Because we know the function of a board, in theory, is to protect the best interest of the company. Now, if you have a leader who's behaving like a tyrant, harassing employees, or demoralizing employees with terrible behavior, it's a good idea for the board to kick that person out, because basically a toxic leader, anyone toxic in the company, that's bad for the company's best interest. But if that's not the case, if we're living in the world of the whistleblower, what is the motive of the Project Veritas board for kicking James O'Keefe out? Who's the board connected to? These couple board members. Whose bidding are they doing? Are they somehow connected either above board or below board to Pfizer, to any other powerful entity that would want to take down Project Veritas? Who would want to take down Project Veritas? Who wouldn't? If you're not a freedom lover and truth seeker, then you probably want Project Veritas taken down. They do nothing but publish very inconvenient factual information that goes against the tyrants. So I don't know that this is true, but my mind certainly opens up to the wonderment of whose bidding is the board doing? Because there's so much loyalty to Project Veritas by way of loyalty to James O'Keefe. Again, he is the face of the company. He has been. We see his face. We see him on the video saying, like, hey, here's the Pfizer executive. Here's what we found. Watch this undercover footage. We know James O'Keefe. So if James O'Keefe is out of Project Veritas, I think Project Veritas loses a ton of support. If the board was truly acting in good faith, it's still a dangerous action because I think people know what James O'Keefe stands for, at least professionally. And I think people would speculate and jump to conclusions that there's something fishy going on. Our loyalty is with James O'Keefe, not Project Veritas. So I think Project Veritas is potentially damaged, maybe damaged beyond repair, even if the board was acting in good faith. But if the board was not acting in good faith, as this whistleblower claims, then it absolutely seems like it is a demising blow to Project Veritas with the board kicking James O'Keefe out. So would that be intentional? Or would the board, if they're not acting in good faith, would they want to kick James O'Keefe out, like take away some of the power, some of the anti-tyrannical, truth-seeking, freedom-loving power that James O'Keefe brought to the table, and then they try to survive with Project Veritas, rebuild it, and does it become watered down? Does it become, like, just relatively irrelevant? We're like, hey, yeah, Project Veritas, what we're finding now is the narrative. That's true. Look, we proved it with undercover good people at Pfizer. Look, they're talking about how they want to hug teddy bears and do good for the world. I don't know. But nonetheless, I think one thing we do know is James O'Keefe being out at Project Veritas, taking it at face value with this whistleblower sentiment, I think this is certainly a blow to the gut of the freedom movement. Nobody does work like Project Veritas. Nobody puts their butts on the line like Project Veritas. And if James O'Keefe truly is a straightforward, good faith person, a good boss, a tough boss, but a good boss who treats people well, and he's out at Project Veritas, I think this is a little bit of a crime, a corrupted crime against the freedom movement. So I'm going to be continuing to follow this story because it's very relevant to me as a freedom lover. And, you know, my loyalty to Project Veritas is now very questioned. Which, by the way, if it comes out, like, yeah, James O'Keefe, he was, like, punching people in the kidneys. I was like, cool, I'm glad he's out. I haven't seen any evidence of that. I'm open to seeing it if and when it comes along. But in the meantime, my mind is feeling suspicious and something fishy is going on. I could be wrong, but that's where my mind is at based on the facts that I've seen. I'll continue to follow the story. Hope you will too, because I think it matters for freedom lovers. And you know what else matters for freedom lovers? Good health. I think health equals freedom.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson's Unhappy Monday. All of a sudden, it seems like Joe Biden is shooting an awful lot of things out of the sky. Have you noticed? It's not your imagination. Last Sunday, of course, the Pentagon took out that enormous Chinese spy balloon after it had already surveilled our entire country from the Aleutian Islands to South Carolina. You thought the trend was over, but no. On Friday, the White House announced that fighter jets had downed an object the size of a car over Alaska. Then on Saturday, an American F-22 shot down another unidentified object over Canada. Then on Sunday, an F-16 took out what the pilot said looked like a flying octagon 20,000 feet over Lake Huron. This apparently was the same object that the Pentagon had dismissed as a radar anomaly the night before as it hovered over Montana. Montana Congressman Matt Rosendale was not convinced. He said it looked very real to him, and apparently he was right. But what was it? What exactly were all three of these objects? As of yesterday, nobody seemed to know. Listen to the commander of NORAD, Air Force General Glenn Van Herk, pointedly say that the U.S. government has not ruled out the possibility of extraterrestrials.
Because you still haven't been able to tell us what these things are that we are shooting out of the sky, that raises the question, have you ruled out aliens or extraterrestrials, and if so, why? Because that is what everyone is asking us right now.
And thanks for the question, Helena. I'll let the intel community and the counterintelligence community figure that out. I haven't ruled out anything at this point. We continue to assess every threat or potential threat unknown that approaches North America with an attempt to identify it.
Could be aliens. So here you have three unknown objects in 3 days. If these things are extraterrestrial, what we're seeing is an alien invasion. And that means at some point they're probably going to demand to be taken to our leader. And what are we going to say then? This is Kamala Harris. She once dated Montel Williams, but now she runs our country because her boss is senile? Ooh, pretty embarrassing. Thankfully, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Privately, the U.S. government does not believe these things came from another planet. Whatever they are, they were floating, carried along by wind currents. That means they're lighter than air and therefore unable to enter our atmosphere without burning up. They must have come from Earth. In other words, they're what we Earthlings call balloons. Balloons. Heard the word before? What's weird is that no one in charge is willing to say the B word out loud. Watch FLAC John Kirby refuse to describe the flying octagon over Michigan.
Can you tell us anything more about this octagonal object? How big was it?
We're still trying to assess what that was. I'm not going to get into a description. I've seen the press reports about what it looked like. I think we all need to be humble here in terms of what our ability is to positively identify stuff from fighter aircraft that are going several hundred miles an hour past, essentially, in terms of relative motion, a stationary object that was not very big. So we don't know what this exactly looked like, and again, we're still not sure exactly what the purpose of it was or who owned it.
Well, he's got a necktie on, and he's standing in front of a podium, but is this normal? Is this the way things are supposed to work? We shot these things down, but we have no idea what they were. We don't know where they came from or what they were doing here. That's what he's saying. That's what they're all saying, and maybe that's true. On the other hand, this is the same administration that sabotaged the Nord Stream pipeline, the single biggest act of industrial terrorism in history, and continues to lie about it. So on the other hand, maybe it's not true. NORAD says the U.S. has just readjusted its radar filter, so all of a sudden we're seeing all these objects in the sky we didn't know were there, flying at altitudes that pose an obvious threat to commercial airliners. Okay. And you should take that seriously, especially because it's just been reported, we cannot confirm this, but you've got to wonder, that at least one of these objects was a National Weather Service balloon. Again, unconfirmed. But if that's true, it would mean the Biden administration used fighter jets to shoot down its own balloon, and we really are becoming Fetterman Nation. Let's hope that's not true. We're starting to suspect it might be. Either way, what we know for certain tonight is that there is chaos in America's domestic airspace. That has never happened before. It's not a good sign. There's chaos on the ground, too, a lot of it. 10 days ago, for example, a train derailed in East Palestine, Ohio. That's about 50 minutes outside Pittsburgh. Apparently there was some kind of mechanical failure. We still don't have details on what that failure was. Of course we don't. We do know about 50 cars derailed. At least 10 of them were carrying thousands of gallons of highly dangerous chemicals, including vinyl chloride, which causes cancer. Watch.
It started with a thunderous boom, then a huge plume of thick black smoke that could be seen for miles. This was the moment officials in East Palestine, Ohio had been planning for, a controlled release of toxic chemicals from several train cars at the site of a derailment, one that has forced thousands from their homes.
All the way around, everybody's frustrated, like to go home.
The decision to conduct a controlled release came just days after the train derailed in the rural Ohio community, sparking a massive fire. As the blaze continued to burn through the weekend, concerns quickly escalated. That's because five of the train cars carried the chemical vinyl chloride, an unstable material with the potential to explode, shooting deadly shrapnel up to a mile away and releasing toxic fumes into the air.
We don't want to second guess anybody. We got to assume everybody involved was doing their best under a highly stressful situation. But did you see that mushroom cloud? That was caused on purpose. And maybe there's a good reason. Again, no second guessing. But what it means is those clouds of toxic smoke flew up and out. And that toxic smoke almost immediately began killing animals. Dead fish washed up on shore. As one hazardous materials specialist put it, we basically nuked the town with chemicals. So then representatives from the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, arrived to restore calm. Yes, an EPA spokesman explained, chemicals from the derailed train did enter the local watershed, and yes, they did kill fish. But the drinking water supply remains totally safe. The fish are dead, but go ahead and fill your thermos and brew some coffee. Everything's fine. Now, we don't know if the locals in East Palestine are drinking the water tonight, but we can tell you the Biden administration doesn't seem too concerned about it either way. Donald Trump got over 71% of the vote in the county in the last presidential election. That's not exactly the Democratic Party's core demographic. Fentanyl, toxic waste spill, whatever. They're not our voters. And by the way, what does a chemical spill have to do with climate change? If you can't use it to sell solar panels, it's not really an environmental disaster. That's the rule in Washington. So no one in the Biden administration bothered to issue warnings to communities that might be in the path of those toxic mushroom clouds you saw floating up from the train wreck, because no one cared enough to do that. Pete Buttigieg is the official who's supposed to be in charge of our transportation infrastructure. Technically, he's the transportation secretary. At an appearance today, he seemed to have no idea that there was a train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. His real concern, he explained, is that we have too many damn white construction workers in this country.
We have heard way too many stories from generations past of infrastructure where you got a neighborhood, often a neighborhood of color, that finally sees the project come to them, but everyone in the hard hats on that project looking like, doing the good-paying jobs don't look like they came from anywhere near the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's the problem, Mayor Pete. Too many white guys in hard hats. Why didn't we realize this before we built all this infrastructure that's now crumbling? It's actually not funny, and future historians will marvel at just how much damage one incompetent narcissist can cause when he's elevated to a serious job, like transportation secretary. Here's a guy who could not on a bet, who could not at gunpoint change his own tire, who oversees our roads, railways, and airports, all of which are crumbling from mismanagement and neglect. And not just from mismanagement and neglect, but also from actual acts of sabotage. Over the last 2 years, the FBI has investigated more than 40 cases of rail sabotage in Washington state alone, in one state. Now, a lot of those attacks involve so-called shunt devices. Those are wires stretched between tracks that interfere with the train's electrical signals and cause derailment. In one incident, just before Christmas in 2020, a shunt caused a train to derail in Custer, Washington. That train spilled 30,000 gallons of crude oil and forced locals to evacuate their homes. Well, that's not the environmental disaster that Joe Biden talks about, because, of course, he can't buy solar panels from the Chinese to fix it. But it was, objectively speaking, an act of terrorism. The interesting thing is, very often, in fact, in the majority of cases, people who commit acts of terrorism against infrastructure, whoever they are never punished, and the ones who are caught aren't really punished. One woman who tried to destroy trains using a shunt got out of jail after only a year. Oh. So no one's paying any attention, and no one really seems to care, because what does that have to do with environmental racism and climate? And possibly as a result of that attitude, there are an awful lot of train derailments in this country, many more than you may realize. In the last calendar year, more than 1,000 trains went off the tracks in the United States. Well, how's that for a metaphor? Just today, two more trains derailed. One of them was in South Carolina, and one was in Texas near Houston. The train near Houston was also carrying hazardous materials, as so many trains are. What's going on here exactly? We're not even going to guess. But we can tell you the chaos is not limited to our rail system. There have also been many recent attacks on our power grid. Very few of those attacks have been widely reported. Last year, there were more than 100 attacks of them in the United States, attacks on our power grid. In North Carolina this winter, for example, nearly 50,000 people lost their power in freezing temperatures when somebody shot up two energy substations. And so on. Why is that not a big story? Oh, it's not a story at all. And then, of course, at the same time, we've also seen a series of bizarre accidents befalling the food industry, threatening our food supply. That would include unexplained fires and plane crashes and processing plants. to chicken feed that seems to stop egg production. Boy, next they'll be coming for the water. Oh, wait, they are. Less than a month into the Biden administration was also a highly sophisticated attack on the water supply outside Tampa.
Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Galtieri says a water treatment plant operator first noticed the remote access hack. The bad actor increased the amount of sodium hydroxide, or lye, in the water supply from 100 parts per million to more than 11,000. For the 15,000 residents of Oldsmar, Florida, the increase of sodium hydroxide in the water supply could have caused vomiting, chest, and abdominal pain.
This type of activity and this type of hacking of critical infrastructure is not necessarily limited to just water supply systems. It can be anything.
Oh, an attack on a water supply. That's weird. I didn't read that in the New York Times. But what's interesting, not to connect the dots or anything, that was not the only attack on our water supply that year. In January 2021, there was a similar effort to poison the water treatment plant that serves the San Francisco Bay Area. An unidentified hacker accessed the facility's computers remotely. According to NBC Quote, after logging in, the hacker deleted programs that the water plant used to treat drinking water. Now, fortunately, in this case, somebody noticed it. The next day, the attack was discovered, and those programs were reinstalled, so nobody got poisoned. But they kept trying. There were similar hacks of water treatment facilities in California in August of 2021. There was one in Maine in July of 2021. There was one in Pennsylvania in May of 2021. In Nevada in March. In New Jersey in September of 2020. In Kansas in March of 2019. And so on. So who's looking after our water supply? Water? That's kind of basic. Well, that's the job of the EPA. But what does protecting the water have to do with passing out cash in the name of remediating environmental racism? Oh, nothing! So they're not paying attention. In fact, they're not paying attention to such an extent that even the Washington Post, which is a shill for the administration if there ever was one, pointed out that, quote, for more than two decades, the EPA has not been resourced or organized to secure the nation's water and wastewater sector against physical and cyber threat. Wait a second. So nobody's paying attention to the most critical infrastructure, not the racist roads, but food, water, energy, transportation infrastructure, food, water, energy infrastructure. What does that add up to? Oh, that adds up to a country. You can't have a country without those things. And in every single case, whatever the cause, our food, water, energy, and infrastructure are being degraded. Who knows why? If you didn't know anybody, you'd think there might be a war going on. Why is no one talking about this? J.D. Vance is a senator in the U.S. Senate. He represents the state of Ohio, and we're happy to have him join us tonight. Senator, thank you so much for coming on tonight. The tragedy in Palestine in your state kind of points up that something is kind of wrong with the fundamentals. I mean, if there are hundreds of train derailments, like, who's paying attention to this stuff and trying to prevent it?
Well, Tucker, we've had hundreds of train derailments after we spent over $1 trillion on infrastructure in this country.
Yes,
so the fact that this isn't getting obviously better is a major indictment of the people spending the money and what they're spending the money on. Now, we know if you listen to Secretary Buttigieg today that they are focused more on whether we have too many white men in construction jobs than he is on the fundamentals of his job, which is ensuring we have a viable transportation infrastructure in this country. And unfortunately, my constituents in East Palestine have been some of the main victims of the fact that we have failing infrastructure in our country, again, after spending tons of money in an effort to actually fix it. So the problem we have, Tucker, is that we are ruled by unserious people who are worried about fake problems instead of the real fact that our country is falling apart in some of the most important ways. You mentioned the Environmental Protection Agency. Of course, it says it right there. It should be focused on clean air, clean water. It's the thing that I'm most focused on for the people of East Palestine, but so often they're focused on environmental racism and other ridiculous things instead of fixing the problem that they are established to fix.
You got elected to the Senate in part because you said, look, the people that I grew up with, in your case, literally, that you grew up with and are related to, are dying of drugs, and no one in Washington seems to care. This seems a corollary to that. They talk a lot about the environment and environmental racism, but this seems like an actual environmental disaster. I don't detect any urgency from the EPA or from Washington at all. Is it because these are not their voters?
I think that's a big part of it. I think that the entire country, the media complex, the leaders of this country have decided to disregard the people of East Palestine. If you look at the way that this story has been covered, if it's been covered at all, it's about how, you know, there are poor people in East Palestine who have been victimized by this disaster. Well, of course that's true, but you want journalists asking tough questions about what's going on. You want to know, for example, what level of vinyl chloride is actually acceptable in the water. I've been trying to get an answer to that question for days. I haven't been able to get an answer to it. Why is vinyl chloride showing up in the Ohio River in West Virginia and Cincinnati, hundreds of miles away from where this accident took place? There are a lot of questions, and we don't, unfortunately, have a media that's actually interested in asking those questions and answering them.
It's just crazy. All these people are, like, defacing paintings because they care about the earth. If you care about the earth, clean air and water is the first step. I mean, it's like... Anyway, I appreciate it. If you can't get an answer as a sitting U.S. senator from the state affected, that just tells you everything right there. Thank you, Senator.
We're working it, Tucker. Thank you.
Amen. There's a puzzling level of secrecy around these objects that the Pentagon keeps shooting down. They tell us they shot them down. They'll tell us all about how they shot them down, but they'll tell us nothing about the objects. We know they have footage of the objects, but of course they're not releasing any of it. What is this? Well, it's certainly not the first time it's happened. Nearly 20 years ago, fighter pilots captured images of the now famous Tic Tac UFO off the coast of Southern California. Chad Underwood is a former Navy pilot. His plane is the one that took those pictures. That's footage that the Pentagon hid for decades, so he has a master's degree in this kind of thing, and we're very happy to have him join us tonight. Chad Underwood, thank you so much for coming on. So,
good to be
given
with
your
you.
Familiarity with scenarios like this, what do you think is going on here?
Not quite sure. The differences that I've noticed in 2004 versus present day is the erratic nature of which these objects were flying. In 2004, they were much more erratic, as you've documented. And today, it seemed a little bit more predictable. And what surprises me is the rules of engagement are literally being rewritten in front of us. And we have, as a tactical aviator, we have rules that we have to follow in order to get authority to shoot an aircraft down.
Yeah.
And now it's coming from a chief of commander-in-chief level of the United States, Canada, et cetera, which is kind of the trump card, if you will. And it's a get-out-of-jail-free card for the pilots, that's for sure. But it's very different.
It is. Really quickly, if you could elaborate on that for those of us who've never been fighter pilots. It's unusual to get the order from the commander-in-chief or the Canadian prime minister to go ahead and shoot something down. That pilots don't typically get
right.
that. Is that
No,
is that
we don't.
Saying? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Normally we operate autonomously and we go and identify an aircraft and then we either shoot it down or we don't. And if it's a presidential order that says you shall shoot down this aircraft, then it changes the game entirely. And we're literally watching those rules of engagement being changed. Not really changed, but altered in every way from both sides. And it's a kind of a dangerous place to be because this has been an interesting couple of weeks and we'll see what happens from here.
Yeah, I have the feeling, as in your case, 19 years ago, we're going to learn that what we've been told is different from what actually happened, but we'll see. Chad Underwood, thanks for joining us tonight. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So the Biden administration has shot down, by our count, there may be others, but we know of four objects shot down over this country in the past 8 or 9 days. One of them we know for sure was from China, and it had some kind of surveillance equipment. Today, White House flack John Kirby didn't seem worried about it, however. Watch.
The first one was Chinese. They admitted it.
They claimed it was a weather balloon. We know it's not. These three, we don't have attribution for right now. We don't know who owns them. So I'm not going to take anybody's word at face value here until we can get a chance to take a look at them. Are we in touch with the Chinese? We have an embassy in Beijing. We maintain routine diplomatic conversations, and we have had over that spy balloon incident, we did have private discussions with senior Chinese leaders. Unfortunately, the Chinese military is not interested in talking to Secretary of Defense Austin, but there are still ways to communicate. And the president would tell you that now is exactly the time to at least preserve some of those lines of communication so that we can avoid miscalculation.
Uh-huh. So what is going on here exactly? Something's going on here very obviously. Gordon Chang is a senior fellow at the Gatestone Institute, and he joins us now. Gordon, thank you so much for coming on. So what, just given everything we've seen in the past 10 days, what do you think is happening?
I think that, first of all, the three objects shot down Friday, Saturday, Sunday, probably from China or from Russia. Remember, the objects shot down on Friday and Saturday approached the United States from the north, and so that means Russia. It could be the Russians doing it. It could be the Chinese using Russian soil. But we also got to remember that we're coming on the eve of the one-year anniversary of Russia's attack on Ukraine, and maybe the Chinese are trying to divert us from perhaps what the Russians are going to do. I don't know. But the thing, Tucker, is the Biden administration needs to talk to us. Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, talked to the Canadian people about shooting down the object on Saturday. You'd think Biden would want to talk to the American people about the three objects that were shot down over American territorial airspace.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible he's just not capable of doing that. So in the last day or so, I was over the weekend, China announced that there was a balloon over their territory, suggested it was ours. Of course, we'd never take that at face value, but what do you think that was?
This is China just trying to make excuses, and this is propaganda. If the Chinese had detected an American balloon in Chinese territorial airspace, they would have talked about it immediately. Now they're saying that there were 10 of these American balloons in China last year. That's just not credible. Also, people know that the U.S. does not have a spy balloon program. Clearly, you know, we don't have it, and the Chinese would certainly have yelled and screamed if we had violated their airspace.
Really quick, if you could just sum it up, does this strike, all these developments strike you together as ominous?
Yes, they do, because it shows, certainly the Chinese balloon intrusion shows an utter disregard and disrespect for the United States by floating that over our most sensitive facilities. And that really means that deterrence is now lost, which means the Chinese are probably going to do whatever they want, which means we're going to be in a very difficult situation, perhaps over the United States, but certainly in Asia as well.
Yeah. Disrespect is never a good sign. Not in the prison chow line, not in international affairs. It's not good. Gordon Chang, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tucker.
So we told you the other night, kind of an amazing story, of a 73-year-old rancher in Arizona who lives right on the border who, for reasons that we didn't know at the time, shot a foreign national who was on his property and is now being held on $1 million bail on first-degree murder charges. Tonight we found out what exactly happened on his ranch, and it's mind-boggling. More on that next. Brought you last week. The state of Arizona is currently prosecuting a man on first-degree murder charges, an elderly man who shot an illegal migrant who trespassed on his property. That's illegal under Arizona law. So when we told you the story the first time, we didn't know the man's defense, what actually happened on the ranch. Now we do know, and it's amazing. Fox's Trace Gallagher has it for us tonight. Hey, Trace.
Hey, Tucker. It's notable also the rancher is being charged with first-degree premeditated murder, meaning that prosecutors think he planned this. But so far, there is little evidence to support that, and the defense is contradicting that claim. The rancher, 73-year-old George Kelly, says on the day of the shooting, he was finishing up his morning chores and went back to his house to have lunch with his wife. As they were eating, the defense attorney says the couple heard a single gunshot. Mr. Kelly went outside and saw his horse running away. That's when the rancher and his wife say they saw a group of men dressed in khakis and camouflage armed with AK-47s. Now, records show the rancher called Border Patrol agents who specialize in helping people who live along the border. A few minutes later, he called the agents again. And while he was waiting for them to arrive, Kelly says one of the armed men pointed a gun in his direction. So he fired several warning shots in their direction, aiming well above their heads. When Border Patrol agents arrived, they walked the property. They found nothing. Later, Mr. Kelly says he walked his property, and he found the body of 48-year-old Gabriel Quen Butamea, a Mexican national with a history of crossing into the U.S. and being deported. So far, there is no motive. It's unclear what type of weapon killed the Mexican national or if he and the rancher had ever had contact before. But we should note that George Kelly is being held on $1 million bond. Tucker.
It's beyond belief. Chris Gallagher, thank you for that report tonight. So here is an equally amazing but much happier story. So a few days ago in Iowa, an 83-year-old man was driving with his dog to go ice fishing. He had a fishing shack out on the lake.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and come back on now. So,
okay.
Yeah, I was trying to wait for that one story to end there. So thank you, Christina.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of stuff to process.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to try to come up with, like, good news. Better news for the next show. Not so much.
Well, you can always find a fruit and talk about the health properties of it. That's always good.
That's true. Yeah. Start planning on discussing some things that can help people figure out ways to get out of this mess. But anyway, all right.
So like I was saying, I haven't seen anyone ask if those aliens are real or not. It's either people have no clue what they're talking about. I mean, they're oblivious to it. Not that they don't know. They haven't heard anything. Or people like us that think it's a lie. So their alien mantra is not going to get ahead, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I listened to what Glenn said, General Glenn Van Herk. I listened to what he said earlier this evening, and he didn't say that. They're kind of twisting what he said. They obviously, basically, what I'm thinking of is if there's truly something going on military-wise, like if Russia and China are trying to, you know, get some stuff going over here or whatever, I think for security reasons, they're just not going to say much. And I understand that. It's like, you know, you just, the American people, hopefully our military at least is still good, and they're going to take care of us. But I always think it's a bad idea when they try to say too much about what's going on. You know, why
curious, though, if they try to push these aliens, Christina, that they're going to have the aliens say to turn in your guns.
Yeah. Yeah, but I
can't vouch for people wanting to do that willingly. People will do a lot, but I don't think they're willing to give up their guns at this point.
Yeah, no. No way. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Right.
All right. Oh.
Well, we did it again, Christine. I just got the 60-second buzzer in my ear.
Okay.
And there's the outro music. So, happy to have you, Christine. I'm looking forward to working with you again next week.
Okay. Thanks, Prue.
Everyone.
I'm doing better.
Everyone else, please support the other shows on the network. It's not just a negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive, remember only you and forest fires. Play for negative and high numbers.